Good morning. We're learning Chayadim Klal Chafal of Siman Tes. So we mentioned the introduction yesterday. That was the concept of Shehiya Kedig Merkuloi. According to Sparli El Klal Hay, Din Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. We discussed before in Klal Hay, Im Hipsik Bam Sabracha, if a person paused during the middle of the bracha, Im Shal Kedig Mer Es Kulo, if a person paused long enough to complete the whole tefillah, the whole bracha or the whole tefillah, and the pausing was due to the fact that the place was not clean, it wasn't fit to say tefillah at that point in time, or the person himself was not fit to say tefillah, so he has to go back to the beginning. So now, how do we define kedigli merkuloi? So in our example, we said it takes 8 minutes from Birkas Kriya, from Baruch to Shema Esrei. But there's three brachas in the Shema. So do we count the three brachas as one unit and Shema as a different unit? So we measure the time it takes for him to say the three brachas, excluding Shema, or is Shema included in the calculation? But nearly the Kriya Shema Birkas Hosea im loy shaw kedigli mer habrachas v'gam Kriya Shema dinu kilo loy shaw kedigli mer eskula v'chazer rak l'makom shepasak. So we include Kriya Shema into the calculation of the time. So we have the calculation of the time, which applies to Kriya Shema and Birkas Kriya Shema together. The Mishabura does point out that this is all talking about a case where the pause was during Birkas Kriya Shema. However, if the person paused during Kriya Shema itself, Kriya Shema, then the halacha of Kedigli Merkuloi does apply. A person would interrupt the middle of Kriya Shema to go to the bathroom because he was not fit to daven. He had to use the facilities. When a person has a halachic urge, has an urge which halacha requires him to use the bathroom. He's not allowed to daven. So over there, we measure it based on Kriya Shema alone. So if normally Kriya Shema takes him 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes, so if he would pause between somewhere during Kriya Shema and go to the bathroom, if the time it takes that he used the facilities is longer than the 2 minutes that it takes him to say Shema, he has to go back to the beginning of Shema. So even though we use Shema to calculate the length of time for Birkas Kriya Shema, we do not use Birkas Kriya Shema to calculate the time for Shema. Furthermore, the Mishabura does say, if a person paused between the brachas, between the first bracha and the second bracha, or the second bracha and Shema, there we do not apply this halacha of kedigli merkuloi, because we, even though we extend the time by counting all the brachas as one, we also look at each bracha independently. So I didn't pause in the middle of a bracha, that now I have to go back and say the bracha again. While you pause, I paused between brachas. So that first bracha, which I said, I'm done with. Now the second bracha, I will say, like I'm supposed to say. So if a person does need to use the facilities, it is suggested that a person should, if he's halachically able to, allowed to, he should finish off till the bracha of Yetzer HaMoros. This way, if a person starts the bracha not needing with an urge to go to the bathroom, he's allowed to finish off the bracha. So he should finish off the bracha, and this way, this issue of requiring him to go back to the beginning of the Birkas Kriya Shema will be averted, and he will not be stuck in the situation where he has to go back to the beginning and repeat part of the brachas that he already said. So that would be the best etzah for the person in that situation. A person only gets the urge during Shema, that's more problematic. You don't really have a place that you could pause in Shema, which gives him enough time usually to use the facilities. If you're davening let's say you're babysitting and your child is with you, and the child dirties himself, so you have to pause to clean off the child. If the child dirties himself in such a way that you can smell what he's done, that would require you to pause. That would create the same halacha. Obviously, over there you don't have a choice to get to the end of the bracha. You cannot say the bracha in the presence of this unclean soya that the child has produced. So in that situation, the person would have to pause immediately, deal with cleaning the child, and by the time he finishes cleaning the child, he's been shoya kedigli merkuloi, he would have to go back to the beginning. So that's where the halacha would apply. As Hashem, tomorrow we will hopefully finish off with Siman Yod and finish off Klal Chafal. Have a good day.